me. Welcome to the show, Gavin.
Thank you very much for having me again.
No, lovely to see you, a friend of the show. And you're here to talk about your new album. Is it in existence yet, or is it in the planning stage?
It exists in some form, so it's all been written and it's all been demoed, so the pre-production's all done. So we started recording the album on Wednesday this week, so... the plan is for it to be out later in the year and the first single to be out in the next couple of months.
But you're still crowdfunding for it, so how can you record it when you're still raising money for it?
Ah, good question.
Yeah, it is.
The album will happen one way or another. I mean, I started a crowdfunding campaign because I'd never done it before. I'd seen some other artists have done it. And it will give me much more scope to be more creative with the production and the creation of the recording. So that's why I started it, and it's one of those things I didn't have a clue if it would work or not, so I don't know. The campaign's still, I think, got two-thirds of the way to go, so we're only, I think, 10 or 11 days in, and it's going really well so far. So
it's the way forward now, is it? People do it for books and music and for all kinds of projects. Was it easy to set up?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to set up. I mean there's lots of things to think about in terms of, you know, I needed to be very clear what I was asking for. It helps with this album because this album has a very clear story and I had a very clear vision for this album which I could portray. So it's just about finding ways to then get that across to people. But it really is, it's not something you can kind of just set up and leave. It's a massive project in itself, and so every day it's about updating people, what's going on, you know, with the album, with the campaign, where are we up to. And also, because it's a crowdfunding campaign, it's about bringing people into the project. So sharing as much about the album as possible until they can hear it. So what are the songs about? What's the themes of the stories? Giving them snippets of the songs and stuff. So I always wanted the second album to be very different from the first and try something different. And
yes, you said it's got a very clear story. What is the story then?
So it kind of came from a thought experiment I had a couple of years ago. I was just thinking about creating another album and just came into my head the idea of, you know, what would it be like if you were the last human on Earth? You know, how would that feel? What would you think about? What would you do? You know, watching the sun burn out and die, you know.
After you'd eaten all the donuts, yeah.
Once all the donuts are gone, yeah, where do you go from there? Once all the tin goods are gone.
Yeah, the champagne's all emptied, yeah.
So my original idea was to do this very big, elaborate concept album, which was, you know, full of loads of tracks and loads of different instruments. And that was a couple of years ago, and I kind of forgot about it. And then when it came to, you know, We Are The Ones Finished, which was my first album, and I started to think about album two, and I was in a bit of a quandary. I didn't really know where I wanted to go next. And then one of my good friends, Neil, from Bouquet of Dead Crows, I had a good chat with him and kind of got me to see that I probably needed to embrace the fact that I'm a singer-songwriter a bit more than I have, and that, you know, a lot of what I do is driven by an acoustic guitar. So that kind of got me writing again, and I started sitting down with my acoustic and loads of songs came out, and then this idea came back into my head, and it was kind of reborn from there.
So it's very different, I guess, writing and putting together an album with a whole idea rather than putting together an album that's simply a collection of songs.
Yeah, I mean, the first album was my first album, so therefore it had been years of, you know, which are my best songs, plucking things from here and there. And, you know, I love it as an album. It was great to get it out there. But I always felt that it wasn't quite as cohesive as it could have been because of that, for that reason. So I really want now to create something that is a whole story. I mean, when I was a kid, and still actually as an adult, you know, I loved writing stories, and I guess that kind of led into me becoming a lyricist. And I don't have the patience for sitting down and writing a book, so the next best thing I can do is kind of tell a story through music, which is, I find personally quite exciting. And that doesn't mean it has to be some big prog rock, you know, 20-track album. It just gives something to tie the songs together thematically and through sonically through the music as well.
That is what we tend to think of when we think of concept albums. You think of Sgt. Pepper's or as you say, the prog rock stuff.
Yeah, but I guess I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that with kind of my resources, so I kind of pulled back the scope slightly, and so the album's going to be sort of 10-11 songs, and they're all a lot shorter as well. I mean, there's a lot of 2.5-3 minute songs on the album. They're, you know, very instant.
Get yourself into Eurovision, Gavin, honestly.
Here we go. Well, maybe. Well,
that's the kind of length they're looking for.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I guess with the first album, I was looking to be really elaborate and try and do lots of things and have choirs and strings. But with this, I kind of just wanted to get it back to the songwriting and just writing some songs that I really enjoyed playing on my acoustic.
In a way, that shows more confidence, doesn't it? That you're more confident about your ability to play and write and sing.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And just an awareness of who I actually am as a songwriter, because I spend so much time playing on my own as a guitarist that and a song singer that, you know, I wanted the songs to reflect that. And, I want to be able to take them to an intimate gig where it's just me and a guitar, or if I do have a band, that it then translates to that as well. And I think that's what all good songs tend to do, is be able to translate them to different environments.
OK, let's cut to the chase then. What do you want and what do we get?
What do I want, indeed? So... So the target for the campaign is £2,000, which will enable me to record and produce the album, which is being done at Half Ton Studios in Milton. So a very good studio locally, which has recorded the likes of Lonely the Brave and Fred's House. So
The money goes back into the local economy as well.
Well, exactly, yes. So yeah, it'll go back to that studio and various local companies who will help, print the CDs and all that kind of stuff and the T-shirts. So. We're at the last time I checked this morning, we're at 53% of the way there, which is great. So we're just over halfway. The campaign ends on the 19th of April. So it kind of works like a pre-order system. That's the way I see it anyway. And so there are various rewards people can pledge for. So at one end, you can pledge £8, and that will get you a digital download of the album when it's released, and you'll get that prior to the official release date, so that you get it a bit in advance for thanking you for your time. And then there are other things you can pledge for, so CDs, vinyl. First time I'm going to do vinyl, which is great, and I really think that fits in with the more kind of natural feeling of this album. There are going to be limited edition art prints and limited edition T-shirts as well. And then kind of going up the scale, there's some more interesting things, like you can have me come and play for you at your house. You can have a song written for you by me, so we would collaborate together on that. So we'd look at, things you might be interested in, and we'll work together to write a song, which I'd then demo for you. Or you could come and appear in one of my music videos, which
That's
are always
all
very
brilliant.
Fun.
Oh, brilliant. You mentioned vinyl there. So you're recording this with a view to it going to vinyl. Do you record differently then? Do you think about the songs differently?
Yeah, well, I mean, we will have to. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've never had to do that before, so that will be a different process. This album I'm definitely thinking of differently in general, because I guess the first album I was so concerned about it being, getting out there on radio and being really clean and polished and perfect, and it sounded great, and James did a great job producing it. And then I think for this album, and this is probably why I feel it fits nicely with vinyl, is that I just kind of wanted to get back to those old days of just going in and recording it and not, and just letting it be natural and letting it be me, and if there are imperfections, then, not trying to gloss them over. I grew up with Buddy Holly and the Beatles, and I love the fact that when you listen to Let It Be, you can hear the solo, you can hear a kind of duff note in the middle of it, but it's still like one of the greatest songs ever written, and people, think about that, but it's part of the magic. So definitely, this is for me, this album's all about just getting back to kind of playing music, being a bit more raw and a bit more live.
Excellent. Well, it's kickstarter.com. And if people, we were saying the URL for your page goes on and on and on,
doesn't it?
So, and we've only got to one. But if you go onto kickstarter.com and search for you, Gavin Chappell Bates, that's double P, double L hyphen Bates, then, or even just Gavin, people will find you, won't they?
Or just search for the last one. Yeah, I think mine's the only project with that name, so yes.
And a chance for you to do a private gig at somebody's house, or to write a song about somebody, or for somebody to be in a music video. That's fantastic. So it finishes the 19th of April, were you saying?
Yep, so I think we're about 18 days to go. So yes, it's one of those things, you kind of put it out there and it's a bit scary, all the negative thoughts that I can have as a human being start coming in my head. But then, magical things happen, I can not have my phone turned on for a couple of days and then suddenly switch it on and there's five new pledges, and it's obviously a great feeling, and I'm very grateful to those people for supporting me and being interested in what I'm doing.
Yeah, how many times a day are you checking it to them?
I'm trying to stop myself because, I'm refreshing that page. And you know what? The refreshing the page does no good. So it's just a case of waiting and speaking with people and getting them invested in what I'm doing. And every time I share a new update, I tend to... someone else gets engaged. And
well, we know that you produce good music. We heard that track before. We've got plenty on our system.
Thank
so
you.
Good luck to you, Gavin. And come back in when it's done.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. I'd love to come and share it with you. That would be brilliant.
Good luck.
Thank you.